Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
We're back here on a Friday night. Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, Angie Evers, a getaway Friday night live. Last Friday in the month of August, August 26, 2022, 12 minutes past the hour, 71 degrees now in hazy skies here in Marion, and we'll get the Facebook Live back up and running for this particular hour of the program. Now, we think we have figured that the hissing is coming from Angie's mic.
Well, you know, I didn't hear it. I turn it off.
Right. It could be.
I hear something.
Well, the new mic stands are on their way, so it's got to be a good thing.
Do you have new mics?
Yeah, I have new mics, too. So it's all very good. Okay. Now, I want to talk about the Abby thing, though, because it's just the relationship that her and I have. It's some from the, and I've known her now for like 3 or 4 years. Where we've been friends. I mean, we've done a lot together. We've worked together. We've done podcasts together. We've done radio shows together. We've done a lot together. We've had Christmas parties. But for some reason, the relationship I have with her is just that of an adversarial nature. I don't know why that is. I don't have that with very many people. But it's a funny adversarial nature. Like, I know I can say anything to her and she will not get offended. I could say anything, and we would be fine. She just knows, and she says stuff to me. So, you know, she knows that I'm that way, she's that way, and I think it just works. Have you ever had one of those relationships with somebody that was a, you know, it's kind of like a play? Because I think each person knows that nobody really means what they're saying, but you're just having fun.
Well, I know what you mean, but not really. I mean, I don't have anybody like that.
I enjoy that with her because I know that everybody else in her life kind of gives her an easy time. So I try to give her the most difficult time possible.
Well, I mean, you don't have to live with her.
Right.
So it's probably okay.
Right, I probably wouldn't want to hear what she has to say at night. She probably curses me.
Probably.
But she does say stuff to me, and I don't take it personally. Like earlier on, she was talking about my skin, when I was talking about her tanness. She said, well, you're pale as could be all the time. You know, so it was, you know, she gives it as good as she gets. You know, to me, that's interesting. I like a conversation like that. Because I think it's not like every other conversation. I think, well, comedy to me is based in out of the ordinary. You know, I think if you do things that are just the same all the time, that's not very funny. But if you say something out of the ordinary, that's where you get the laugh. But no comment on this?
No.
None at all? But I think that's what happens. And, you know, it's fun, and she's fine. But I don't talk that way to Linda. Linda has a perfectly normal relationship. Linda and I can shoot the breeze on anything.
Yeah, Linda's really nice. I like Linda.
And Glenn and I always could shoot the breeze on anything. Glenn and I never had a bad word between us in the entire time he was with the station. I don't really have bad words with anybody because I don't really want to have arguments.
Yeah, I don't like having arguments either.
Have you ever seen me in an argument?
I've seen you get frustrated.
One time. But that was, you know, I tell you what that was mostly based on, was I was not happy about being at that event. that was not particularly something I wanted to be at, and it was just, I was ready to go, and the person who was there was driving me nuts. So that was, that's a very rare occasion, though. Like, I can put up with certain people who I know you're not a huge fan of. Like, I can put up with a lot of people who are not prompt and sometimes don't follow through with things they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can overlook it. Now, that tends to get more on your nerves.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just an inconvenience. You know, if somebody says they're going to do something, it would just be nice. Which, this has always bothered me. I mean, like, if you say you're going to do something, like, if you don't want to do it, just tell me that you don't want to do it so I don't waste my time.
But, you know, the problem is some people just be as try to be as ambiguous as possible. So they never have to commit to anything. So you can't do anything. Because they don't want you to come back and say, well, you said you were going to do that. So they just try to be as ambiguous as they possibly can. I'm not really like, if you ask me if I want to do something, I'll tell you if I want to do it or not. Most of the time, I'm in. Very rarely am I not in.
Yeah.
Which is like we were talking about embellishing a story. You know, embellishment of a story is something I think people in broadcasting and actors do because you have time to fill. And if you told it just as it happened, there wouldn't be much story there. So you take the truth of it, which mostly is true, but you build it up in a way that it's more entertaining to an audience. I think that's what stand-up comedians do. They take a perfectly normal situation, but they just embellish it to the point to where it sounds like something extraordinary did happen.
I just realized I didn't put Nally's food in the fridge.
Uh-oh. That, like, zipped through your mind there?
Yeah.
But don't you think all people in some way embellish who are somewhat have to perform?
Probably. I guess that's why I'm not a performer, and I am not long-winded.
Well, I think...
I mean, I could be at times.
Well,
but.
Like, you know, I never took a radio class in my life. I never took a broadcasting class in my life. So you had to learn how to do it. So you had to learn how to fill time. And one of the ways to fill time is to elongate what you're talking about. And you do that, and I think it does make for a more entertaining story, but the kernel of the truth is still there. But if anybody ever asked me flat out about something, I would let them know. I mean, lying is a bad thing to do. Just a flat out lie, because then you've got to tell lies to cover up your lies.
Yeah, lying is never good.
No, and you know when somebody's lying, because they will have to, cover it up. And sometimes their stories don't really match.
Because you have to remember what you're lying about.
You have to remember. That's why you should never lie. Now, everybody lies to a certain degree. Like when you say, how do I look? Or what is this? I mean, you don't lie.
See, that's why I don't trust you to tell me, oh, Scott, do I look funny to, oh, no.
No, I would tell you, though. No, mm-hmm. I would. But I'm just saying most people...
Scott, do I have a black spot on my head?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You don't. No, but I'm... You think I'd lie and say, yes, I'd let you walk around with a black spot on your head?
Mm-hmm.
No. That would be rude. But most people don't do that because they don't want to hurt people's feelings. They don't want to say, oh, you look bad. So I always just try... When I see somebody who looks nice, I just tell them before they ask. And if I don't think somebody looks nice, I certainly don't go out of my way to tell them. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But if you open up a flank, you got to be ready for what comes. If you ask for advice, or you ask a question, if a bad answer comes, well, you opened up that flank. You asked. Do I think Sarah really called from Bangladesh? I don't know if she could have gotten that bus to Bangladesh in the course of a day. But that was a lie. Now, do you consider that a lie or a joke? An embellishment?
That would be a joke.
So what's the difference between a lie and a joke?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure she knew you would know she's not in Bangladesh.
Yeah, but like when I say Abby is 55, to me that's a joke. Because I'm doing that to get her.
Right, but there might be people who don't really know how old she is.
Right, but I think there are probably people who might not know Sarah's not in Bangladesh. We got people watching in Peru.
Well,
now that could have been a lie. Who knows?
I don't think she would lie.
No, I don't think Brenda would lie.
No.
But I think Sarah was making a joke.
I think she was just joking.
Right, but I think, like you say, a third party would not know, really. Like, Abby would know I'm joking if I called her 55, because I make fun of her age all the time. But maybe somebody else wouldn't.
Right.
But the tanning is true. That's no embellishment. When she puts her hair up in a ponytail, her neck is different colors. That's true. But see, now that's another honesty thing. Because now see, if I was dishonest, but I wanted to be nice, I could just say, well, no, it looks fine. But that would not be truthful. Because it really is two different colors.
But, I mean, do you want her commenting on stuff about you?
She did. She called me pale earlier on. I was okay with it.
Oh, you're definitely not pale like you were before. You definitely look better now.
Yeah, I think I came around.
Yeah.
No, I feel great. I mean, I feel fine. You know, tired because I worked like crazy this week for the first time in many, many weeks. But other than that, everything's been fine.
I'm tired.
Well, it's, you know, today was an odd day. Nothing really of any consequence happened today, so it just kind of turned into a long day. 24 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. Whether you are listening on TuneIn or the website or the Facebook Live, give us a buzz.
So Houston's from Texas. Can you guess which part of Texas he's from?
Houston.
Houston, Texas. And every time they say Houston on the news, I tell him, I say, Houston, they're saying your name.
And here's Puppy.
Yep. Puppy loves to cuddle and kiss. Well, so does Houston, but...
With everybody?
No, not with everybody. Just mainly you.
Yeah, I don't know how I became a favorite of this dog. This dog, when we first started to hang out, you said this dog is scared of everybody and will not come around anybody, especially males.
Right.
She's petrified.
Yeah.
And you said even people who are around her a lot. And from the first time I met her, pretty much, she was fine.
Yeah. Well, and so is he.
Yeah.
Houston, they love you to death. I said, you want to go see your best friend? And they get all excited.
Well, see, because dogs can sense good people, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. They can.
So I'm not such an egotistical liar.
Well, if I die, you have to take care of my dogs.
I would take these two dogs. And I'm not even a dog person. But I like these two dogs. These two dogs are two of the... I mean, I have watched these dogs for weeks at a time. And we always get along. We always have fun.
Yes, Houston, we have a problem. I tell him that all the time.
Now, Bob, do you have any animals? See, and they jumped on me for calling him Bob. People don't know that Bob was actually involved in broadcasting in high school, and every day he did a segment called Bob's Weather. So that's why I call him Bob. I would never call him Robert.
At Harding?
Yeah. I guess I did do the broadcasting class there. I didn't do it as often as Bob did it, but I did every... Because doing the announcements to me just... That was not fun.
I did that in middle school. I was on the TV.
Yeah. I did that in high school, and I just remember you go down there and you sit on a couch, and they put these bright lights in your eyes, and you just read notes that teachers had sent down. And I thought, is this something I want to be doing at 7:50 in the morning? No. So, but Bob was the weatherman, and that's where he got his connection with Jim Ganahl. Okay. And I remember he went down and saw Jim Ganahl during that time period, and Jim taped a little thing for him. Like, I think he said, when I'm in Marion, I get my weather from Bob's Weather.
Aww.
And so that was very cool. I have
a mini pin
and a German Shepherd. There you go. Hey, Bob, do you still have that Jim Ganahl video? You ought to put that up on YouTube so we all can see it. God, that's been 20 years ago. Isn't that something?
Really over.
Yeah. But no, Bob was always good at the weather. It was very interesting. We might bring him on the station as a meteorologist.
Yeah, you could.
Well, Bob will have to come in someday and be interviewed. Boy, we had a good week, though, this week. I started on that earlier. We had the Demetrius Ross story, the Harding football coach. We had the gay priest from Columbus, first gay priest, Presbyterian Church. And we had the comedian who's going to be at the Palace tomorrow, Steve Bruner.
How did they do with the ticket sales?
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. They've had a couple bad runs there lately, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully they do good with this one.
I liked him. He's a clean comedian. He did get through
that. Well, that's probably better.
So I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
And then who else was on this week? There was somebody else. Oh, Kreskin was on this week. Who's always fun. I always enjoy talking to
him.
How
old is he?
Kreskin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't he in his 90s?
No, not that old. 80s, maybe?
Okay.
I had him on. And maybe that was it, those four. But they were all very good. And I had a lot of fun with each of them. And, you know, that's what you want in a good guest. Somebody who's making some kind of news. And to me, they all were. You had one playing at the Palace. You had one being the first gay priest in Columbus, and certainly the Harding story has been on everybody's mind. That and that poor Bratwurst Festival week. That made the dispatch today.
Oh, did it?
I just feel horrible to her that this is happening.
It's just because she went to another festival.
That's what it said.
And she wasn't, like, going as the queen.
It was a lot of fun. Mr. Johnston was strict, but a fun teacher. I had it on VHS, but was thrown out years ago by mistake. I would love to come on one day. Oh, that's a shame, Bob, that's gone. Because that was a fun little tape. Yeah, we'll have to have you on one day and discuss the how you got into meteorology and why that's of interest to you. That's a fascinating thing. So we'll have to have Bob on. You know, that's you should live out your dreams. Do you have a dream when you were in high school?
I don't know. The only thing I've ever wanted to do is have my own restaurant. A diner.
Which will happen.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
You know what's funny? I talk about these things, but I did not have a goal when I was in high school. I mean, I always knew I was going to college.
I knew I wasn't going to go to college. I went to Marion Tech, but... I got a certificate in what I do, but...
I always knew I was going to go to college, but I never really, like, set a goal for something I wanted to do. I mean, teach, but that was never a big goal. It wasn't like a life goal. But I got to do it, so it turned out okay.
Yeah. Bobby.
See, she's in love.
She is in love. Well.
If you can get on Facebook Live right now, you can really see what this dog is doing, going to town. She's a good dog. So we had Penn Station for dinner tonight. They have good subs there. I wonder what they do that's so different than anybody else.
I don't know. I like their bread. I just like their sandwiches.
To me, they just do something to a sub that's different than almost anybody else. Remember, the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. For everybody out there from Bangladesh to Peru to Arizona, wherever you are watching or listening to this program, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Let's see, what else is going on? Yeah, the Bratwurst Festival thing does not make any sense to me. Linda and I were talking about this earlier, because all she did was go to an event, and they threw her out for that, and she was going to be done in a week anyway, because it was the end of her term. So I don't understand why they did that, because it's brought them a lot more publicity. Bad publicity.
Right.
By throwing her out, then it would have, by just letting the 2 weeks pass and being done with it. I could see if she was at the beginning of her term, but she wasn't.
I mean, I don't know what all her contracts said, but, I mean, I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of drama, and it's very sad to me, because Bucyrus, I still like the Bratwurst Festival people. They always were so very nice to me when I wanted to do things over there. The queens were all very attentive, and I'm sure I've interviewed that one, because I think she was on the court before.
Yeah, we talked to all of them, I think, last year.
Yeah, well, so she would have been there. She would have been the new queen last year. And it just is so sad to me, because I know the work and money that they put in to those dirndls and the talent competition and the speeches and all you have to go through, then to be drugged through the mud like this. See, this is where I don't like the media. That this is a Columbus Dispatch story. I mean, do people in Columbus really care about the Bratwurst Festival Queen? But now this girl's face is splattered all over Columbus, and we don't even know what she did. That's the worst part of it, is it's left up to people's imagination of what she did.
I thought it was just because she went and had a dinner or something at a different festival with somebody else, but she wasn't dressed as the queen. Or something, and I don't know. But, I mean, I don't know what her contract said. If she wasn't allowed to attend a festival, I mean, I don't know why you couldn't attend a festival as yourself.
I don't
know. I mean, if you're not, you know what I mean?
Somewhere.
Unless she was she wearing her sash? Like, I don't know.
Well, somehow that just got mishandled. You think that would not have turned into the big hubbub.
Well, no. There's a lot of things that turn into things that shouldn't be.
Well, that's why you have to just overlook. I hope she's able to overlook it. I know she's very young. And to go through that must be very difficult at a young age like that. And hopefully she's just able to overlook it and say, well, people are silly.
But I mean, at least I think people, like, are on her side.
Yeah, but then I feel bad for the Bratwurst Festival, because they've always been good people, and I don't know where this decision came from.
Right.
But I'll tell you, it really, it not a good year for them. First of all, the weather was not great last weekend. And then to follow up with this story, which is continuing today, and now she's got a lawyer. I mean, that's, it's going to go on and on and on, and it's just going to be very unfortunate.
Right. It's probably just something that should have, you know, if they had an issue, they probably just could have talked to her about it and say, hey, don't do this again. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Look at the world today. Everything's a big deal. And that's about the size of it.
Yeah. And it probably is because of social media. Because everything gets blown up.
But you know, not everything is a big deal. And that's, I wish more people understood that. I think when you have something that's a big deal happen to you, it puts stuff into perspective, how little deals some stuff is. And I think once people understand that, you know, I think about the big-time celebrities. You know, sometimes you walk down the grocery aisle checkout and you see all those tabloids. I mean, look at all that stuff. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
You guys sound awfully bored out there.
Well, not that boring.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. I'm driving on the freeway, but I'll just try to listen real carefully. But yeah, good variety of shows this week. Something for everybody, for sure.
Well, we've got people listening tonight in Arizona and Peru and all over the place.
Yeah, Lewis is one of our most dedicated listeners. He's from around the Marion area, and he has not stopped listening. The Cactus in Arizona will not stop him. He knows there's no better station in the desert Southwest, so he's a smart man to listen to the proper programming.
Well, it was a good week of programming. Certainly a lot of newsworthy stories.
Yeah, I mean, I think this morning you had two very different ministers, both very well spoken, just different as men, but the end goal is really about the same. I guess that's kind of the irony, but a good variety for sure.
I like
you know, when I come in the air, you'll always giggle a little bit. I even managed to make wildlife funny. Me and James had a good show yesterday.
I missed that. What'd you talk about?
Butterflies. Snakes. His intern did a really good job over the summer. He just went back to school. The programming, allergy season, the weather, his background. The usual hodgepodge with a surprise or two.
Well, hodgepodge is good some days.
Yeah, this station certainly, if there were ever a station built on hodgepodging, we would certainly be it, wouldn't we?
You know, there is a lot of variety, which I think is what you want.
Yeah, a lot of the friends of the comedian were commenting on the page. They definitely saw it. So that was definitely a good show also.
Yeah, I enjoyed him. I like getting behind the curtain on his comedy, what made him a clean comedian.
Yeah,
and
always a bit of a, you know, Kreskin was a surprise. You never know what he's going to say, but he's still sounding great.
He's easy. You just come on and say hello, and then he pretty much takes it out.
I wish my mom were alive to hear the interviews, because she loved watching the shows with me. But
well, like I say, I'm able to, very good.
I'm able to enjoy them, which I guess is okay.
Well, I think a lot of people enjoy them. I mean, the Demetrius Ross story, I think, got the most listens this week.
Yeah.
That was fascinating.
Well, I don't know. What's up with the Bluetooth? And then earlier, the volume on the, I use my Alexa, the volume was low, but I can still hear you. Right now on the Bluetooth, it's low. I think this is the noise canceling. I'll look at the settings on my phone, because it's doing the same thing it does at the gym. And normally in the car, it's loud. The show itself is fine. It's something with the phone. The smartphones and the noise canceling, they really aren't all that smart.
Technology is technology, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. I'm glad you got the modem situation. I had a client today, downtown Columbus, issue with his modem and with his AT&T service. Those problems are common. The newer speeds, the newer type of broadband, they require updated equipment. And, you know, computers age twice as fast as dogs, so if your modem is 3 or 4 years old, it very well might be getting ready for retirement. So always a good thing to try. Yeah, and the main issue is getting your ISP to believe you. That's the problem, because it's never their fault, so you have to be persistent. But considering how persistent you were in getting Geraldo and Bob Costas, I'm sure you can handle it.
Right up my alley.
Yeah, okay, well, that's about all I had. Unless you had a question for me, Scott or Angie, that's about all I had for you.
Sounds good.
You're welcome to ask me any question you like, but if you don't have one, we'll just table it until next time.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open for about 19 more minutes here on this Getaway Friday night, 740-751-4038. Did you have to call a technician to fix his problem? I don't know about Adam's problem. I had to get a technician to fix my problem. But it was the delay. The fix was easy. Just swap out the modems. It was getting it that was troubling.
So when are you supposed to get your phone?
They didn't say. They just said it was on back order when I talked to them last Sunday.
Hmm.
Samsung Galaxy.
So you didn't decide to go Apple?
No, but I think I'll be very happy with this. I think it'll be fun, downloading the apps and things like that. I don't know when 5G is coming to Marion for Verizon. That's a good question. Hopefully sometime soon. Now, I have Spectrum. Now, but we do have Verizon at the studio. There's very rarely been a problem with the internet at the studio, which is a good thing.
That is good.
You know, I was thinking today, really the purpose of life, I think, is to be nice to people. You know, this has always been a big question. And I was thinking about the guests that I had on this week and thinking about all the drama with the bratwurst game and all that. And really what the goal should be is to be nice to people.
Yeah, it's always good to be nice to people.
Well, I think a lot of people aren't. I think a lot of people really... Yes, smartphone.
He has something called a no phone right now.
I have a landline. But I have a tablet. So I'm able to pal around on that thing. But I'll be able to get the apps. The McDonald's app and the... I don't know. What are good apps to get? Snapchat? I'll be right with the kids.
Oh, I don't like Snapchat at all.
Get in on the Snapchat with the kids.
No. I don't like it at all. I have it, but I very rarely use it.
So, 43 minutes past the hour here. 69 degrees and hazy skies tonight. For whatever reason. What's a hazy sky? Bob would know. When we say hazy skies, Bob, what are we talking about?
Cloudy.
You know, I really haven't talked to anybody at the FCC, so I don't know if they're nice or not. Other interactions with them have been okay. But as I say, you know, again, you cannot talk to people in Peru or Arizona or even Columbus over the air. Which, you know, I was talking to Linda about this today. It forces you to get outside of your comfort zone and get into something different, which I like. I like change. I don't like doing the same thing over and over and over and over all the time. I like new adventures. I like new places. I like new areas. I mean, there are certain things I like to go back to, but I like new things. If you could go anywhere, where would you go? We started talking about travel earlier on.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of places I would go. I'd go out west, because I've never been west.
West would be interesting.
I mean, Chicago's the furthest west I've ever been, and that's not very west.
Chicago is an interesting town. It's actually navigable. You know, unlike really New York or Philadelphia, or certainly Washington, D.C., which is very hard to navigate. But
I won't navigate in Philadelphia ever again.
No, that was an interesting day.
I thought we were going to get crushed.
Yeah, that was. They were doing some construction, which I think also did not help.
Ugh. The roads are so small.
But there is something about Philadelphia. I don't know what I... Houston is funny. He's laying on you and he's got his head on my leg. He looks comfortable.
Houston likes to be touching somebody. Like, he loves to be held. He always wants to be touching you.
Haze is traditionally an atmospheric phenomenon in which dust, smoke, and other dry particles suspended in air obscure visibility and the clarity of the sky. Now, see, that's why Bob was the weatherman in high school. That's why the... Because I saw a story earlier about the pollen. That must be why. It's the haze.
You think?
Well, if the ragweed is going up into the air, into the dust and the mold, that would create a hazy atmosphere and would cause problems with people's pollen.
Yeah.
I've heard more stories this year about people's allergies and their asthma than I've ever heard before. It's very sad because those people suffer horribly with that stuff.
Yeah, I'm on allergy medicine every day.
Well, all I know is the report that I was one of those, what do they call them? They don't call them emergencies, alerts. It was that this weekend is going to be very high pollen.
I thought you said it was going to rain.
Oh, no, it just rains every Saturday.
Oh.
So I just suspect that it's going to rain. I don't know that, I hope it doesn't. It'd be the first Saturday this month, I think, that it didn't rain, and tomorrow is the last Saturday of the month. So I hope that it doesn't rain tomorrow, but smart money is on rain at some point. As long as my internet doesn't go out, that made for a horrible Saturday last week. It started to have trouble in the morning, but it stayed on through like 2 o'clock. And then 2 o'clock, it just completely died out and never came back.
Yeah, you're lost if you don't have the internet now.
I know, and you think about when you were a kid, have the internet.
Nope.
And everybody got by. I don't know what people did.
When did the internet come out? I mean, I can remember, like, a long time ago there was bulletin board systems, which I don't even know if you did those, where you dialed into bulletin board. Uh-huh. And I remember getting on those.
In the late 90s.
Yeah, I mean, we would have been in middle school.
I remember the chat rooms were a big thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
And the Messenger came out, where you could talk to people directly. That became a big thing. And then social media, I think, became a thing in the early 2000s. And then after social media, it just took off.
I mean, I don't think I had a cell phone till I was in my mid-20s.
Well, when they married the internet to the cell phone, that's... Sunny sky, high near 82 tomorrow. Well, hey, maybe.
Well, that sounds good tomorrow.
The only problem will be with the pollen sufferers, but hopefully they can take their Claritin and their Flonase and their...
I take Singulair. I would die if I didn't take my Singulair every day.
What happens when you don't take it?
I don't not take it.
But what would happen?
Well, I was really sick until I started taking Singulair, but I mean, I've been on it for so many years. That's one medication I do not skip.
Now, is it like a breathing or a rash?
Asthma allergy medication.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you had asthma?
I don't know. I mainly have allergies, but Singulair saved my life.
I got prescribed allergy medicine, but I forget to take it.
Well, I mean, if you really needed it, you would take it.
Right, but I do think sometimes, like I told you earlier, I had a cough for some reason. And that's what made me think about the alert that I saw this morning on the pollen. And I thought, well, I wonder if that had anything to do with the extremely high pollen volume today. Because the cough passed, it only lasted about half hour. But I wondered if that had something to do with it.
Okay.
I don't know. Because I don't really understand how that all works. I've been confused on the whole allergy thing since I was a kid. Because I had an allergy test when I was young, and they put me on allergy shots. And like every other week, I had to go get an allergy shot. But then they stopped them out of the blue, and never again was I on any medicine or anything until recently. And then I went back to the doctor, and all of a sudden he prescribes all these things, but he never did an allergy test. So I don't understand.
Well, did you see an allergist?
When I was a kid, I did.
You probably saw Dr. Gandhi.
It could have been. I don't remember, but I remember my pediatrician was the one who gave me the allergy shots. But I did have the allergy test. I remember the pricks on the back,
mm-hmm.
and they found out what you were allergic to. But then I had the shots, but then one day they just discontinued the shots, and they never put me on anything. And I never understood what happened.
I used to take 2 shots twice a week.
No, mine were not. No, I did. I think it was once every other week. Or once every... It might have been every week.
I'm allergic to cheese, grass, pollen, dust mites, you name it. I'm allergic.
You know, it's interesting. I did not realize until I was put on this allergy medicine that dust and mold, even if you have them, are triggered by the weather. Like, you can have mold in your house, but if the... if the atmosphere is not set for mold, it's not as bad. I did not know that. Like in the winter, if you had mold in your house, it would not bother you as much as it would in the summer. And if you have air conditioning, it does not bother you as much. But if you were outside and there was mold, it would have a greater effect on you.
I don't know.
I didn't know that either until I started doing some research on allergies. Because I one day I looked at the pollen count, because I never paid attention to the pollen count, and then it came up as an alert, and I thought, well, what is the difference here? What is the... If I'm not outside, how would this impact me in any way? But it does. It's the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Kind of like radio signals. The atmosphere impacts those. Yeah, allergic reaction.
Scott mites.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Well, that's another thing you got to do in life, too. You got to have fun. Whatever makes you laugh or whatever makes you enjoy life, at some point you got to do it. Because try not to hurt anybody, but you got to have fun.
Well, I'll tell you something. I did laugh today. I'm getting really sleepy. But I tell you, I went to the bank today because we got a Nally. We started her a checking account because, you know, she's... Today, we were adulting. So, she learned all about checking account, savings account. But she had brought in some change that she had saved. And at home, there was just a few things in the change bag. Like, I had dumped... She had everything in a bowl. So, I put it in a baggie so we didn't take the bowl to the bank. And... Well, there was, like, she likes fake nails sometimes. So, but there was a couple of fake nails mixed in with her coins. So, I don't know if she was saving them because she liked what they looked like. Not really sure. Kids do funny things sometimes. So, anyway, you know, I was going through the bag, making sure there was nothing in the bag that didn't belong in the bag but coins. So, anyway, we get to the bank, and at the end of the whole process of starting the checking account, this guy takes the bag of coins to the back to run it through the machine, and all of a sudden, I hear a, ah! And I just start cracking up, because all I'm thinking, which this very well could have happened, he found a nail. In the bag of coins, and it just made me laugh, and I laughed and laughed and laughed because I'm picturing this guy in the background, in the back, like throwing up his hands and like like seeing a nail, a fake nail.
See,
in the coin bag, you know, so that made me laugh, and I laughed and laughed about that because he saw something that startled him, and I'm pretty sure it was a nail. But I could be wrong, but at least in my mind, I was thinking that it was a nail, and because I knew she had put a couple nails in there. Not like nails that you nail something into the wall, fingernails. They were fake, but, you know, it was still just the fact that I thought maybe he saw a nail in the mix of things, so... I don't know. It made me laugh.
See, that's unexpected, because normally you would not have nails in your change.
No.
So it's the unexpected that makes you laugh. And I think that is true. That's why sometimes I think to myself when somebody says something, I think, okay, well, what would a normal person say here? And then I just say the exact opposite, just to get the reaction.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as... You gotta do that. You can't do that with the people who have soft feelings. Because then you have trouble. But you have
and
to
tears.
Know, huh?
And tears.
You don't want to do it to somebody who's got a you know, because some people are just easier hearted than other people. But if you know the person can take it, there's nothing wrong with a punch here and there. I think that makes life interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, life is always interesting day to day. That's the curiosity. You never know what tomorrow, even if you think you know what tomorrow will bring, you really don't know.
Nope.
Anything could happen in the middle of the night. Anything could happen in the morning. Anything could still happen tonight. And that's what makes life interesting. That's why worrying about tomorrow is always kind of silly. I mean, you can worry about it, but you really don't know what the end of the end result's going to be anyway.
Well, some people just naturally worry.
Well, and I understand that, and I'm not saying there are things that I don't worry about. There certainly are. There are some things you can't help but worry about, but, you know, that just reminded me of the Wendy's chili.
That was a whole finger.
But you know, that becomes a punchline. Have you ever noticed when bad stuff like that happens? Like, you know, somebody burns themselves with coffee or somebody finds a finger in a chili. It becomes the punchline on every comedy show. Because it's the unexpected. You don't expect that to happen.
Yeah.
So then it's a punchline. So there's, what's the line? If it happens, if you fall down, it's a tragedy. If somebody else falls down, it's comedy.
Right. I do not like to watch people fall down and get hurt, though.
Neither do I, but there are people who I know that will take videos of people falling down and watch them over and over and over and just laugh hysterically every single time.
Yeah, my son is one of them.
Well, I don't know. I never saw him do that. But I know somebody who does that.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, it's fine, I guess, but
I mean, we've watched lots of, when YouTube first came out, that's all we did was watch videos like that. I can't remember what you called them. But it was people falling down. But I don't like it to see people get hurt because I feel it in me when people get hurt. I don't know what you call that.
Well, somebody, I think it's sympathy pains.
I don't know what it is, but that's why I don't, because I feel it.
Well, I just, somebody falling down to me is not entertaining. I don't know why, it just doesn't hit me as funny. Because if you tell me they're going to fall down, or I know in the video they're going to, it's not unexpected.
Right.
So I know it's coming. So then it's not really all that funny.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to thank everybody who listened tonight, and Kevin, we'll check the messenger and see what that's all about. But it's been a fun night. It's always fun to be here with you.
I'm really sleepy.
Okay.
I have not slept much at all, and I am tired.
And it's always good to see Angie and Puppy.
And Houston.
And Houston. I said your name.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Houston. Oh, maybe I'm tired too. Maybe I need a nap.
Maybe.
Well, it's been a long week for me too. It was back to, oh man, I can't even tell you, a 52-hour week this week. A little long, but we are at the end. So for all of us here at WGH Talk, Angie and Puppy, who's going to lick my face off, and Houston, and all you listeners out there who keep us on the air, we thank you. We're heading on this Friday night for the
Dow. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to, and I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think she would be. She has the greatest laugh in the world, and she was the voice of one of the greatest villains in Disney history, Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And along the way, she did a lot of great game shows and television series and worked with people like Jimmy Durante, Gloria Swanson, Danny Thomas, Sid Caesar. The list goes